You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Eric Snodgrass now joins us from Agrible to take up the weather forecast. Eric, let's look back over the past couple of weeks. They seem to be a bit anomalous. How have they been in comparison, I don't know, to recent weather?
Yeah, you know, you think about the last two winters, we haven't seen cold like this in a while. In fact, some of the cold temperatures that we've seen around here in central Illinois, you got to go back quite a long ways. We've only had a few times historically here where our low temperatures have been below minus 10. So to see these low temperatures that are minus 10 to minus 15 is pretty rare. So I just did this calculation, and here it is. This is kind of crazy. If we look back over the last 2 weeks, right here in central Illinois, we've averaged over the last 2 weeks about 80 hours below zero Fahrenheit. Now, that's not below freezing. That's below zero Fahrenheit. We've spent that almost entire time period going back to, like, you know, 2 days before Christmas below freezing. So it's been very, very cold. And I'll tell you something, when it warmed up just a couple days ago where we got up to about 20, it felt like a bit of a heat wave, didn't it? I mean, that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, it did. What about snowfall?
Yeah, so when it comes to snowfall, this is kind of fun to compare as well. So last year, our total snowfall in Champaign for the entire winter, so this is winter 16-17, was 8.1 inches. And so far, the two snowstorms we've had in December have given us 5.8 inches. So we're already at 72% of last year. But remember, a normal year for us, we total somewhere around 25 to 27 inches of snow. So we've still got a long ways to go throughout the rest of this season.
And then take a look forward. We have snow in the future?
We have something in the future. And let's talk about that. You know, the things that I'm worried about is that on Sunday evening, we're going to be watching a short wave in the trough. That's what we call it in meteorology. This little trough to kind of dig through to our south. And it's going to be lifting some air ahead of us. And what all that means is on Sunday, because of all that cold air that's over the East Coast, we're actually going to be seeing clockwise flow around the high pressure center that's out there. And all of that means we're going to see some warmer air returning from our south. So that's what all that means. But that also means that warm air is going to be carrying some moisture. And my concern is, with all of this snow on the ground and how cold the air has been, that's a lot of cold air to move out. And that means that as that precipitation falls around here, if we keep our surface temperatures at or below freezing, we could be getting ourselves into a pretty icy mess come Sunday night. And that could be a problem for early Monday morning. You go further south up here, it's a rain event. You go further north up here, we're talking about a switch over to snow. We're not talking about a big, big, big event here, but this is the thing I'm concerned about on Sunday. And then again, looks like next week, about a week from now, take it maybe on Thursday, there's another system that I'm getting concerned about. And all of this just means that the Ohio River Valley storm track is active. But I'll tell you something, when I think about how this impacts agriculture, this is good. We need the moisture. Turns out, even though there's a blanket of snow out there, that's not much moisture that's out there. We need that moisture to get into the soil. And where it's been very, very dry has been in the primary hard red winter wheat growing areas. So think parts of Oklahoma, parts of Texas, and parts of Kansas. And all of those regions are getting missed by the upcoming precipitation events that are happening right now. So if I just add one more thing to that, I'll tell you this. When you talk about U.S. weather, the longer range forecast does hold a mid-January thaw. That's kind of a typical thing around here. And maybe 10 to 12 days might start where we see temperatures warming up, you know, well above freezing, maybe up into the upper 30s, lower 40s for a long stretch of days there.
That will indeed feel really warm. Speaking of really warm, we probably should check in South America, where Argentina has had some, well, summertime temperatures, because I suppose it's summertime. They've been dry, too. What do you see there?
That's right. Summer just started there. And so some of the things that we're concerned about is, you know, overall, the Brazilian monsoon has come in and for the most part kept most of Brazil's growing regions with adequate precipitation. So we're not expecting any major, major hits on yields for that first crop, the soybean crop coming out of Brazil. But remember, they were still about 30 days late in planting. So that puts a lot of pressure on the safrinha crop, the second crop, which is usually corn or cotton. Now, if we go a little bit farther south of there, I'm going to take you to two provinces in Argentina. One's called Cordoba, the other one's called Buenos Aires. So those two provinces, those are big-time producing regions in Argentina, and they have been dry for the last 35 to 45 days. So the markets have been wondering, you know, with their crop, which is new, it's not nearly as far along as the Brazilian crop, you know, are they going to be getting the important rains here in January and February, which you can kind of think of that as the equivalent of us, our June, July time period. You know, they're going to be getting some rain. And the recent model runs have actually come in with some important rains over the next 10 days for that Buenos Aires province, which is needing the rain. But still, I got to watch February, March, that region, because some of the longer range forecasts do keep those areas dry. So we have to be watching for some movement in the prices of soybeans, mainly what's going on in Argentina at this point.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate you taking the time with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
That, of course, is Eric Snodgrass. He is with Agrible.